Yeah. So, can I steal you for a second?
Can I steal you for a second?
Hey, can I steal you for a second?
At the end, they buy. Yeah, they have a company they go through. Like a partnership. But yeah, if you get engaged, then you get married, and you're married for a year's time, it's your ring.
I could wait it out for a year, right? To keep the ring. Welcome into Can I Steal You For a Second, a Bachelor podcast. I'm Ashley Young, here with Dustin Kendrick, who has some very recent Bachelor experience. And we're going to talk about Pete's season, recap every episode, and we hope you stick with us throughout the season. And perhaps the best part of The Bachelor is the beginning. We have some fresh faces, new bios, and I want to go through them with you, and we can kind of, you know, feel out what you think your boy Pete is going to do this season.
Do it.
All right.
I'm excited.
So because you have a relationship with Pete, like, that's your friend.
That's my boy.
ABC, they write these bios, right? He's looking good.
Handsome guy. Look at those wings.
Has he ever given you those eyes?
He has not.
But okay.
Yeah, I would be concerned if he did.
Well, you know, hey, we're open to all things on this podcast. So before we read like the ABC bio that they write for him.
Okay.
This is your friend.
This is my boy.
If you had to pitch Pete like what he's looking for, what would you say?
He's looking for his best friend. He's just looking for that his partner, his person, someone that loves great music, someone that's kind, someone that's sexy, and that's Pete.
Okay, but we all want kind, sexy, best friend, head over heels romance here.
Yeah.
What's something like unique?
Something unique that I think he's looking for. I don't know. I just know Pete just loves to have a good time.
Okay.
He wants to have a good time, whatever he's doing. And if someone can, you know, have fun with him, he's all in. I don't necessarily think he has a particular type physically, but mm-hmm. just someone he can get along with and have fun with.
Yeah, it says all that here, you know, when he's not flying for work or for fun, he's embracing his mother's Cuban culture in the kitchen or letting loose on the dance floor. He's a hopeless romantic, eager to find his co-pilot, blah, 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 blah. So I think you nailed it, or at least what they're putting out here. You know, have you ever set him up with anyone off The Bachelor before that happened?
I have not. You know, he lives on West Coast, and I... here in Chicago, of course.
Yeah.
We didn't even get that much time to spend, you know, after the show. He's been busy with, you know, with the process of becoming The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just saw him, though, a couple weeks ago. And we had a great time.
That's awesome. Do you think you could? You could pick the one?
I think so. Maybe.
It's not that confident.
We'll see.
But we'll see. All right.
We'll see.
Let's just dive into this here. So there's a ton of women up on Pete's season of The Bachelor. And we'll start with Alaya?
Alaya.
And that's her right there.
She's very pretty girl.
Very beautiful. She's 24. She's an orthodontist assistant out of San Antonio, Texas. And so the one thing that stood out to me about her, she's a pageant girl.
Which seems to be
a trend on The Bachelor here. What's your reaction to that?
I'm kind of not surprised, but she looks like a pageant girl. She's very pretty and whatnot. I don't know. What do you think about it?
When I hear pageant, I think they're very... well-versed in being in the spotlight, and they have media training, if you will.
That is true.
So they're not going to stir the pot. I don't think we're going to get a lot of drama out of her.
That's not necessarily true. Remember like Hannah and Kaylin?
That is true.
Season?
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, I don't know. I think it could be good.
The one thing on here too, it says her favorite social media platform is Reddit.
Oh, she's a Reddit girl.
What does that mean? You say pageant girl, you say Reddit girl. What does that mean?
Well, I've never actually heard of a Reddit girl. I just kind of made that up. But, you know, there's people that get their sources from Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's just like, if it's in Reddit, it must be true. So, I don't know.
And I know this is the first one we're looking at. Gut reaction, yay, nay, for Pete.
It's so hard when you're just like looking at the photo. I say yay.
Yeah,
I'm going to say yay to most girls. I don't think I'm going to.
Well, that's not how the show works. You have to give roses. People have to go home.
It's hard until you see their personality.
She has, you know, the bio. It seems very, you know, she likes to hang out with her gals. It says gals. I don't use that word.
She's Southern.
Drinking wine, giving back to her community. It feels very like safe bet. Bring home to
drinking
mom.
Drinking wine, giving back to community. Yeah, safe bet to bring home to mom. I think Barbara would like her.
Is Pete more of like a safe, like play it safe? Or does he like to maybe bring someone home that would rock the... boat a little bit?
I honestly think he would like a little bit of a bad girl.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. A little bit.
All right. Well,
yeah. Maybe too safe is not good.
Feels safe, but like there's nothing wrong with that. We'll have to wait it out.
There's nothing wrong with that, for sure.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. This is Alexa, and she is from the wonderful city of Chicago, where we are. And it says she might look like a city gal, but she grew up on a farm.
Really?
So she went from farm in Springfield, Illinois. Where's that?
That's South.
I'm a fake Chicago.
That's kind of similar to me because I'm from Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Pretty much just farmland.
Yeah.
And people think I'm a city guy because I got the nose ring, leather jacket, and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes. She looks sweet, though. She looks sweet.
Right? I kind of like her look. She's got the piercings. Like you said, the piercings. That the must piercing? Be like the transition from Illinois
Twins
up north.
Some? I don't know.
She's a free spirit, has a lot of hippie in her, love and acceptance, which I feel like maybe this is leading me to think she's like very sweet and loving, and she's going to be the spitfire on the show that stirs the pot a little bit, right?
I mean, if someone says they're a free spirit, I don't see them really stirring the pot. I don't know. That's just me.
Here's one for you. She decided to move to Chicago during a game of heads or tails.
Really? Wow. Spontaneous. I like that.
Okay. So will Pete like that?
Ooh, I think
he
will.
This isn't for you. This is for your friend.
I know, right? Let me calm down. Yeah, I think he'll like that. I think he'll like her.
Okay, she seems like a safe bet, too.
Yeah, very cute.
All right, we're 2 for 2. So moving on to Avonlea. We're going to go with Avonlea.
Avonlea.
Which is a beautiful name that I just butchered. She's 27. She's a cattle rancher.
Oh.
From Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
So she's looking for a gentleman. Does Pete check the box?
I mean, I think Pete is definitely a gentleman. But from, you know, her bio, I feel like she needs like a Southern guy. And I don't know if Peter's too Southern.
Yeah, here's one. Every time she milks one of her cows,
oh Lord,
she thanks it for its hard work.
I'm going to give this a nay. I mean, she's a sweet girl, seems
right,
like, but
yeah.
I don't think Pete's going to go for that.
Like, could you imagine Pete going to hometowns and milking a cow?
He probably liked to milk a cow, but that just seems to give thanks to the... I don't know. I'm going to say no.
So we're going no on her. Okay. We'll circle back.
I'm
going to
say no. What do you think?
It's definitely a wild card. I feel like working in media, I'm always like skeptical of like the interesting characters. Like, are they there for Pete? Are they there for ratings?
Yeah.
I feel like the cattle rancher thing is throwing me a little bit. I don't know. I'm also thinking, you know, first episode, when you make your first impression... Is she going to milk a cow?
I would say so, right? I have no idea. That is funny, though. That's so funny. She's very beautiful, very cute, and just...
If I said cattle rancher, is that what you would...
I wouldn't have got that. I would have guessed pageant girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have guessed pageant. Not a cattle ranch.
Cattle rancher, yeah.
That's interesting, though. That's fun, though.
She is a Texas beauty, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she struts her stuff on the runway for local Texas designers. So she's got a little model in her, too.
Got a little model in her.
There you go. So she's
okay.
Like... Milking cows in the morning.
Milking cows and hitting that fashion show.
So I just alluded to, though, when that first episode and they're making their impressions and you have to do something unique. And we're a million seasons deep at this point. So we've seen a lot of quirky stuff.
I would definitely guess there's going to be something with a cow.
And what did you do for your first impression?
I actually met Hannah at the final rose of Colton season.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a toast with her on live television. I did not know I was going to be on there. I didn't know I was going to meet her that day. I was so nervous and so scared. Of course, I fucked up the toast. It messed up my words and whatnot. But it was fun and it was exciting. But on the first day, the second day that I met her, it was just very casual. Like, good to see you again. I'm Dustin, in case you forgot. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kept it real casual.
Do you wish you had done something a little more quirky?
Yes and no. I mean, there was a lot of guys that did something, like, they really did too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Hannah really liked that. You know, it's a little too much out there.
It's weird. At a certain point, I'm like, I know we're on a TV show, but if someone did that in public, I'd be a little put off by it.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so you could be playing safe.
I feel like I did play it safe. I feel like it's a good, you have to, you know your personality, know what's you,
mm-hmm.
and do what's best for you. So I'm not really the crazy standout kind of quirky guy.
Right.
But if I were, I would do something crazy.
We should start some prop bets here. Is she bringing a cow for her first
impression?
I would take bets.
I think she's bringing a cow.
All right. That's my bold prediction. There will be a cow on the first episode of...
Or pig, or maybe a goat.
Maybe a goat. It's a little more easy to manage, I guess, a goat.
A goat would be cute, though.
Right? Because you can't milk a pig, right? Can we cut that out?
I don't think you can milk a pig.
I mean, yeah, so
you can milk a goat.
Yeah,
and so, goats are kind of cute, especially cute. a baby goat.
Baby goat, no, billy goat. Yeah, they're super billy cute. Goat? They have a little beard.
Or
love it.
Screaming goats.
Okay, yeah, cows kind of spook me. They're huge. Moving on to Courtney. She's 26, a cosmetologist out of Venice, Florida. She's a Florida girl through and through, which I don't really know what that means.
Don't know.
She likes going boating with friends. That's fun. Tanning at the beach, going out for drinks. Same. We all like that. Yep. Okay. But she's done wasting her time with boys.
So she sounds for a man.
Yeah, she's ready. It's literally that's the next line.
Is it really?
She's ready for a man. Also, I just got a note here from our producer. Google says you can milk a pig, but quote, it's not normal. Thank you guys for educating me.
Quote, it's not normal.
Quote, it's not normal.
I guess you can milk anything that has nipples.
What movie is that from? That's from a movie, yeah? Utter silence. Utter silence. Definitely from a movie. She's looking for a man. Back to Courtney here. Enough about milking animals. She wants someone with a bright smile. It's from Meet the Parents, by the way. That's a great movie. Bright smile.
No, he milked a cat.
Did he milk the cat?
It was a cat.
But there's like a line in that movie, and it's like, you can milk. Because he says, like, I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
And he was like, toot, toot.
So,
anyways, we have something.
Oh no!
Whoops!
I broke the slideshow. There we go. We're back on track. I got this. Don't you worry. All right. So back to Courtney.
All right, Courtney.
So I'm always intrigued, like what you're selling. You're trying to sell yourself, right?
You're trying to stand
out from all these women. What points are you going to make? And her first bullet point here is she's extremely claustrophobic.
I don't blame her. Sometimes I can be claustrophobic.
Right. I feel like most people are.
I mean, she's just probably just throwing it out there. You know, so Pete knows, you know.
Okay.
Just in case they're in the tight area, I don't know.
Is that a selling point, though? It's an interesting thing to put in your...
Don't think it's a selling point.
Okay.
She just might be like your, you know, average cool girl. Nothing too crazy, nothing too non-crazy. I don't know. Just, yeah.
Yeah, it says nothing makes her happier than drinking a nice glass of wine. And her biggest turn on is a man in cowboy boots.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, Court.
Pete might have cowboy boots, actually.
Does he wear them?
He loves country music.
Okay, so he like breaks them out for a concert.
He might have country boots, actually, yeah.
I feel like we need to find out if he has cowboy boots.
I'm gonna say he does have cowboy boots.
All right, so maybe he'll break them out if Courtney's the one. But I'm not getting, there's nothing really standing out to me about Courtney.
No, I think from what you're reading and you're telling me, she's had her time with fuckboys. Can I curse on here?
Yeah, go for it. I mean,
I think she's had her time with fuckboys and she's over it. She's looking for a man.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a precise term that you got to use it when you got to use it.
You got to use it.
All right, we're moving on here to Deandra. She's 23. Deandra. She's a home care coordinator from Texas. She's independent, intelligent, comes from a diverse background, and isn't afraid to be herself. So she grew up in Maine, even though she was born in Texas, but spent a lot of time in Nigeria.
Oh, wow.
So she's well-traveled.
I just got back from Nigeria, so kudos to her.
What'd you take away from Nigeria?
Nigeria is such a different world than what we live over here. Made me very appreciative and grateful for what we have.
Mm-hmm.
The resources over there are just not the same over here. But overall, the people are just beautiful and great. And, you know, it was just a great experience.
That's awesome. So it seems like it would be something you'd want in your friend's girlfriend that has been cultured in that way.
Yeah, you got to date someone that's cultured and that's been around or that wants to be cultured and travel around. So
absolutely.
That's a big plus.
The thing on here I think is most interesting because it speaks to me personally. She still cries when she gets her blood drawn. Is Pete a sensitive guy? Is he going to be patient with that?
Pete will be patient. He's a patient guy. He's a sweet guy. So, yeah.
I feel like,
You cry when you get your blood drawn?
Yeah.
Some people just pass out.
I pass out. I cry.
You pass out?
Then I pass out. Yeah, it's a whole ordeal.
Oh,
I don't want to be the way that I am, but
man.
I know it's embarrassing, especially when the nurses are like my age. When I was like in middle school, it was fine. But now I'm like, oh my God, I went to high school with you. Like, no.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
When you see someone that you're like, there's no way you're taking my blood.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I'm crying.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bless your heart.
Eunice, 23, another Chicago gal.
Woo-hoo.
Flight attendant, and she's a reformed party girl. That's a direct quote from this bio. Which I feel like 23 is still young. to find reformation at this point in your life.
She's legally only been able to drink for 2 years.
Right?
So she went hard already? She went hard. Like, Lord have mercy.
Oh, here you go. She was in a sorority. Okay. So it does, I don't know if it says where she went, but now she spends her days flying the friendly skies as a flight attendant. She wants a quality man with a good heart. And, oh, here's, this is interesting to me. So she's 23, which is young.
That is young.
But her family has never met any of her boyfriends because they wouldn't have approved.
Yeah,
because
she was a party girl.
Yeah.
They were probably, again, fuck boys.
Yeah, so you attract party the boys. Energy you put out.
Yeah. She's 23. I'm going to go ahead and say that her partying days are not over yet.
Right?
And I don't think she, well, I don't know her. I'm going to say I don't think she's ready for marriage yet. But I think Peter does love a flight attendant. You know, that's how his parents met. Mm-hmm. His mom was a flight attendant, and his dad, of course, is a, pilot. So I think he'll like her.
Here's one for you. Her signature dance move is the ponytail helicopter. Can you picture that?
She gets down.
I've never in my life seen anyone do that in a public space.
I would love to see that. She would get shots from me.
See? Okay, so there you go. So it's not over. You can't be a reformed party girl and still have
energy. She is not reformed yet.
Okay.
She's got time. Like,
so what's your prediction for her this season? You think we'll keep her around?
I think she'll stay around for a while. I think she's got personality. She seems fun. She's cute. Yeah, I think we'll see her for quite a bit.
Awesome. I hope we see that ponytail helicopter many times. Hannah Ann, a model, also 23, out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
So young.
Yeah. So, okay, is Pete looking for an older woman?
I don't necessarily think Pete has a number mm-hmm. on, you know, who he's looking for.
Right. But 23, it's back to that. You said that was young.
That is young.
It is young, yeah.
That is young. But I don't know.
Her parents are her landlords. So similar to Pete, she lives with her parents.
Oh, right.
So that, I don't think it's a deal breaker for him.
That's definitely not a deal breaker. You know, some of my best friends, they lived with their parents for so long, and it's a good financial come up. And you save so much money by the time you do, or you're ready to move out, you could buy a house whenever you want and start investing in your life. But she's 23. Don't most 23-year-olds live at home?
I mean, I don't think it's that weird at 23, no.
It's not that weird at 23. You're just,
and she's a model, so I'm sure... Okay. Ebbs and flows with work, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she also paints, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. Artistic.
Right? It says when she's nervous, she becomes talkative, which, I mean, who among us?
I mean, I think, yeah.
Right? So I'm curious if she'll, like, maybe get herself
she's cute.
Into... She's really cute.
Yeah.
She's cute. But I'm just like...
Pete's going to like her.
Okay, Pete's going to like her. That's the first time you've outwardly said that
Pete's
so far.
Pete's going to like her. What else is in her bio? Anything else?
She's got a southern twang in like her accent.
Okay.
She wants to find a man who she can be best friends with. She's a model. She paints. It's a pretty safe bio. Like there's nothing in here that stands out to me.
Nothing too crazy.
You know, I want a best friend, join her on the adventure, blah, blah, blah. I think her thing here is that she lives at home. That's like the standout point.
That's not really standout for her age, but.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious. We got to learn more about her. I don't think she'll go home week one.
No, I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to learn.
Okay. So she's going to be my like mystery candidate here. Jade. Jade, 26. And she's a ding, ding, ding flight attendant out of Arizona. And she's here for a fresh start. Now, her bio was really interesting to me because she grew up in the Mormon culture. So she already has been married and realized that it wasn't a fit for her.
Okay.
And so I think that's really interesting that, you know, at 22 years old, she was married.
Wow.
Supposedly to someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with. So she's really looking for a fresh start.
A fresh start. Is she looking for a fresh start in the Mormon, like, aspect too?
The way I read this is that it alludes to that she's no longer practicing Mormonism.
Okay.
Or a practicing Mormon.
I don't know how they would feel about being on a bachelorette, right?
Right? So. I feel like there's a couple things that sounds like she's maybe branched out of that. So that's like her storyline is that she's already been married and she's a flight attendant.
A flight attendant.
So. Okay, this is interesting. She's a flight attendant, but she's very afraid of heights.
Oh.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I was asking myself, I hate flying. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
I hate flying.
Same.
I can never be a flight attendant.
Mm-mm.
Ever. Ever.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm.
I don't know how they do it. That's like very interesting to me.
Oh, man.
Here you go. If she had to assign an aesthetic to her life, it would be organized chaos.
Organized chaos. Actually, I like that. Organized chaos. I feel like she's lived such a maybe straight arrow life.
Okay.
So young, and now she's just kind of trying to, not wild out.
Right.
But live that's a little chaos.
That's what I'm curious,
right? Functional chaos. Yeah.
Functional chaos. Yeah. Okay. And like she's 26, which isn't that old. She's still young.
Bit, yeah.
Right? So she's a divorcee going on national television. Like this could be her time to just
she's
do a 180,
it.
Right?
She's doing it. You do it, girl.
All right, Jade. I like you. I like what you bring to the table. Jasmine. 25. Client relations manager. Not sure what that means.
Client relations manager.
It's like, Well, she's out of Houston, Texas, and she's not here to mess around. She has been in one serious relationship that lasted for 3 years, but when her ex decided that he didn't want to have kids, Jasmine sent him packing.
Okay.
So she clearly wants to be a mom. She likes to travel, book club. Her biggest turnoff is a guy that sits on the couch all day and plays video games. Is Pete a gamer?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't think Pete's a gamer. Pete's really busy. He's always out doing stuff, and he likes to be active and get out there. I kind of like her.
I think she has little things in her bio that are very relatable, and they seem honest. Like, not, I like wine, but
little
she said
bookworm.
She, right? And
that's
she,
cute.
She'll consider proposing herself if she finds a man who can get her Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Ooh. Are they still closed on Sundays?
I think so, right? That's like their thing. So it's her being like a smartass.
I mean, Pete could always buy Chick-fil-A on Saturday and just warm it up on
or like
Sunday.
Buy it somewhere in a time zone where it's open and then just like fly.
I mean, he can't fly.
That's pretty romantic.
That is romantic.
Oh my God. Okay, so I like Jasmine. I feel like she's got a little like spunk to her.
She does.
Cool. Okay, good for her. Jenna. Now she's the youngest so far. She's 22 and she's a nursing student.
Oh, Dios mío.
Oh no.
Oh, Dios mío. So young.
So young. Like, still in school young.
Still in school young.
But she's from Illinois. Where's New Lenox?
That's not too far away from here, I don't think.
Okay.
I think.
It's like a suburb of Chicago-ish.
I think it's a suburb.
I'm quizzing you on your geography and you're not doing too hot. But she's a fun, down-to-earth Midwestern girl.
Okay.
She's looking for a man to grow old with, which I think is a bold thing at 22 to be searching for.
22. I don't know if she's ready for that yet.
Right?
I'm just going to give it a no because I feel like she's so young.
She's so young.
I don't know if you're ready to get engaged and you have so much life to live and so much things to do, people to see.
Right? So, no. But her fun facts are kind of like...
Let's see.
Right. Okay, here we go. She's a passionate foodie.
Love that.
Who will do anything to eat pasta with Chrissy Teigen.
I would actually do the same thing. I love Chrissy Teigen.
Does Chrissy Teigen watch The Bachelor?
I don't know. I hope so.
I feel like she does. I feel like if Chrissy Teigen sees this, then they're going to be eating pasta together.
She's going to be eating pasta
together. Right? So if nothing else, Jenna went on the show to like fulfill her lifelong dream.
I mean, that would be awesome.
Which like...
I would just want to join.
Right? Okay. Maybe we should put that out in the universe before this...
We want pasta too, Chrissy.
Chrissy, let us love you. She has a goldfish named George, and she says that George gives great advice.
Oh, she's crazy.
Yeah, Jenna seems like a bit of a wild card, but also, you know, I've been complaining that everyone's fun facts are kind of boring and generic.
This is kind of funny.
Right? This is charming.
What was the name again of the goldfish?
George.
George, what should I do, George? I'm just imagining
do you think
her
she, like,
just
says
talking
it out
to
loud?
I think she does.
Okay, so you're dating someone and you
and
see them talk to their goldfish.
Holy shit. I think I would take off.
Really? Like, just go.
I would either be, I don't know. With me, I kind of like the crazy ones.
Well, do
I would
you have
be,
a dog?
I do have a dog.
Do you talk to your dog?
All the time.
So don't be elitist with the goldfish. I mean.
You're right, but I guess so.
But no, dogs up here, like on my
I mean, a
rankings,
dog
right?
is.
Yeah.
A goldfish, I don't know.
Is the goldfish even aware that Jenna exists?
Maybe. It depends on what kind of, what's it in?
I don't know. Okay, we'll have to ask her. But Jenna, she's young. I think she's got some like fun little things here.
Fun
maybe,
little things.
Right, maybe.
A little young and crazy.
Katrina. This is interesting to me. She's from Chicago.
Another Chicago. We're going for all Chicago girls. I feel like we...
Right?
For all Chicago girls, we have to root them on.
I feel like a certain kind of allegiance. So she's a pro sports dancer.
All right.
Which I think is interesting because I don't think they pay those women very much money.
They don't.
Right. So they kind of screw them.
You do get screwed.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into that.
I mean, which I guess it depends on what sport.
Yeah. I think we'd have to look it up on Instagram because they can't legally use team names in these bios.
But it would have to be for the Bulls or the Bears.
Right. I'm assuming dancer. I think Bulls.
Do they have dancers for baseball? For the Cubs? I don't think I've seen dancers.
No, I don't think so. I've only seen dancers. I didn't notice them in baseball till the World Series this year. And they were like Astros girls on the dugout.
Well, I mean, if you go to the World Series, you got to have some dancers, right?
Are you a Sox guy or a Cubs fan?
You know, I'm a Chicago fan.
Okay.
I'm originally not from Chicago, but I live here, so I support all teams from Chicago.
I was going to say, it would be weird. I think it would just be weird to see dancers, male, female, whatever, at Wrigley.
Yeah, but if it was the World Series, I mean.
Not to sound like an old man.
I guess they have nowhere to dance anyway, so I don't think.
Yeah. Right, like what are they going to do? Like, and then they're facing the crowd, and they get hit by a foul ball. I'm out.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I'm going Bulls. If we're
Bulls
betting, okay, Bulls.
Bulls or Bears.
So she describes herself as the life of the party.
Okay.
Fun. Loves to take over the dance floor, which...
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, here's a take, though. She's a dancer. It's kind of like when a person that's a professional singer does karaoke.
It depends. If she's on the dance floor with her routines...
Yeah.
That might be a bit much.
Right?
But if she just trying to cut loose, cut a rug,
maybe. Okay, we're getting... Here's her bio. I pulled it up. Okay, there she is, Katrina.
Bulls.
Wait, is this a... It says she's a rookie. So what was she doing for the past?
Yeah, rookies.
She's 28, so it's her first season at 28. I wonder what else she's done.
Hmm. I like that outfit, though.
She was with the Chiefs before. Okay, so she has done a lot, which I think dancing is a hell of a skill. If you can be a dancer, like...
And it's good, right? You know, exercise.
Good exercise. You got to be in good shape, so you're fun. everything on here is... She seems like a good time. This one kind of spooks me, though. Again, I'm not Pete. I'm not trying to date these women.
Let's see.
Last Halloween, on a scale of 1 to talking to your goldfish, how weird is this? Last Halloween, she dressed up as her hairless cat. And then the hairless cat dressed up as her.
Do we have photos of this?
I feel like it might be on her Instagram.
I don't even know how you do this.
How do you dress up as a hairless cat?
That could be really
gross. Do you think they're cute?
I think they have personality.
This is a safe space.
I don't really like... I'm not a cat person.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
I would take a hairless cat... Since I'm not a cat person, okay. I would take a hairless cat over a normal cat. Because it's different.
Really?
And I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah,
I don't think I could...
They just look so naked.
They do look naked. That would be really weird.
That's a bold choice for a Halloween
That's
costume.
Weird, but I think the goldfish one is a little bit over that one.
I also like spinning this. Like she's confident. She'll go out as a...
You have
hairless
to be. You
cat,
have to
right?
be confident if you're a dancer for a pro team.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see here. Oh my God. Okay, so here's the hairless cat. This is great podcast material. He's cute.
It's
I'm
the Austin Powers cat. It is
yes.
cute.
Yes. Oh, she threw a little birthday party for it.
Do we have the photo of her
at Halloween? Okay, I'm very charmed by her Instagram. She looks like she's out and about on the town. I don't see any Halloween pictures of the cat, which. I'm sorry, if I'm dressing up as a hairless cat, it's going to be on my Instagram.
It was that weird. She couldn't do it.
But do you think she made it up?
No. I don't think she just
Did you tell any lies when you were on the show?
That telling lies?
About half-truths?
About myself?
Yeah.
No, I think I was pretty straightforward.
Oh, my God.
I like her, though. Plus, she's a Chicago girl.
Chicago allegiance. No, her bio, to be fair, I think she sounds the most fun from some of the people I've read.
She's going to have a lot of energy, I think. A
lot of energy. And I feel like she's older. We keep harping on the younger women.
Yeah.
So she kind of knows what she wants.
I mean, I feel like it's for girls around this age.
The
Bachelor. It's for, you know, girls that are ready to settle down.
Yeah. All right. Katrina, Chicago allegiance. Perhaps a blind allegiance, but like we'll lean into it. Another Chicago girl, Kelly.
Chicago, Kelly.
She's 27 and she's an attorney, which immediately like caught my attention because I think that's pretty badass. She's a modern woman.
You can never get in an argument with an attorney.
Okay, that's what I... So then you read her bio and I'm kind of like, she sounds intense. Like when I think of Pete, he seems like such like a normal, easygoing, like down-to-earth guy.
Could you imagine coming home late to your wife that's an attorney?
No.
Oh, man.
She'd have the receipts, like, laid out for you.
Oh, man. You would never win an argument, ever.
No. Well, here you go. She doesn't need a man. This is directly from her bio. Doesn't need a man. Incredibly high standards. Looking for someone to push her forward instead of holding her back. Yeah, this is just... She knows what she wants, but it sounds like she's very intense.
She knows what she wants. Woo!
Oh, here you go. And she comes from generations of lawyers. So if she's not going to give you a hard time,
woo,
her entire bloodline is going to be on your case.
Woo, I couldn't imagine going to meet the parents. Oh, my God.
This might make it better or worse or humanize her a little bit. She's allergic to gluten, dairy, and black tea.
Black tea?
That's what I said.
Isn't there caffeine?
I don't know. I don't know what's in black tea that would be an allergen. But she says she can't eat much.
She can't eat much. Bless her heart.
Which is not her fault, obviously.
It's not her fault.
It's not like, really.
What, gluten and dairy?
And dairy. So it's not like you can have like gluten-free pizza with like...
I mean, dairy, I guess it's okay.
Dairy,
gluten, I love... I bread, love,
carbs.
I love carbs.
Bread, everything, pasta.
Bless her heart. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So she loves to travel, which is like a plus.
I don't think she's going to take any shit on this show. That's what I'm going to say.
Right? I feel like she kind of... She's obviously smart. She's gotta obviously be smart. A go-getter.
Go-getter.
So I think she's going to hold her own.
She's going to hold her own.
But is she going to be the apple of Pete's eye?
Actually, there was a story that they met before, I think.
Okay, tell us more.
I just saw down some spoilers and whatnot.
Okay.
But I think they met before they knew Pete was going to be on The Bachelor. Mm. So I don't know.
How'd they meet?
I think it was a wedding.
A wedding? Okay.
Or the same. Yeah, something like that.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I'm excited.
So there's a little backstory.
I think there's a little backstory.
She's got a little edge.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited. She's cute.
Chicago girl, let's do this.
How many is that? Four at this point?
I think that is four.
And then we have like a suburban Illinois. Another Midwest. Kelsey, she's 28. She's a professional clothier.
What
is that? I don't know. A clothier?
Stylist, maybe?
I have no idea. I should have done my research better. So she's from Iowa. We'll have to look that one up. It is a person or company that makes, sells, or deals in clothes or cloth.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
So we'll have to learn more about that the first episode.
Excuse me.
She was raised in Iowa with her twin sister. So she's got a twin sister. That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Here you go. She competed at Miss USA and was crowned Miss Iowa in 2017.
Pageant girl.
So another pageant girl.
She's going to be able to... definitely be well-spoken and present herself well.
She is also, don't get it twisted, quote from the bio, not looking for drama despite being used to competing with
She's
going to
have a lot of drama. It's right? Always the ones that say not looking for drama that start. I don't know about start, but she's going to be in the most drama. I can already tell.
You can tell, right?
You can tell.
It's like, no offense, but, and then you're going to say something offensive.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. What a weird line. Here you go. This is also like a red flag to me.
Okay.
Kelsey says she's like an onion. She has many layers.
Oh, Lord.
So, aren't we all complicated? That doesn't make you special.
Yeah.
But it's the person that says that, like, all right.
It's going to be some drama with Kelsey.
And she describes her personality as feisty and stubborn. Again, ladies, we're trying to sell ourselves.
Feisty and stubborn.
And those are the two adjectives you're going to put out
there. I kind of like feisty.
Okay.
I don't like stubborn, though.
Yeah.
I just can't, I don't know.
I've
had stubborn in my life before, and I'm just like, oh.
It's exhausting.
It is.
So you're going to put that in your bio. So when you apply for the show.
Just being honest, I guess.
Do you fill all these questions out?
Yeah.
So do you put like, what does it ask you? Like, I'm sure it's not all describe positive
your,
things.
You have to describe your personality.
Okay.
And what you're looking for, what you want, and hobbies, interests, things like that.
So is there like lines where they kind of draw it out of them? Like, what are your bad qualities or... Why have people broken up with you in the past?
Ooh.
Or are people very forward with describing themselves as stubborn and feisty?
I don't remember, but there might have been something like, you know, past relationships, why it didn't work out.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, but it might be like something on the application.
Because I feel like if I'm trying to get on the show, I want to like sound interesting, but I don't want to sound unlikable.
But I mean, you got to put it all out there.
I guess
you got to put the bad, the good,
yeah,
the ugly.
So everything.
Yeah.
All right. So you think Kelsey's going to be the drama this season?
I don't think she's going to. I don't know if she's necessarily going to start drama.
Okay.
But she's going to be involved in the drama.
We love that. Kiara, 23. She's a nanny out of Georgia, and she's a social butterfly ready to spread her wings.
She looks like a social butterfly.
Right? She looks very friendly. She's a very, like, you can tell she's good energy.
She's got good teeth. I like her teeth.
Okay, we like her teeth. That's obviously, like, a very important thing. So, okay, this is interesting. Speaking of teeth, she's extremely turned off by men who grind their teeth, which I think is, like, interesting.
I've never really seen anybody just grind their teeth. Before, also,
but have people you? Don't do that by choice.
They don't.
I guess, well, maybe I've only seen people do it in their sleep. So, like, at night, they grind their teeth?
Or if you ever go to, like, a rave festival.
Oh, there you go.
Everyone's
maybe that's what
their
she's alluding to.
Maybe. Who knows?
Okay, we'll have to ask her more about that. So, she loves talking and says her greatest skill is that she can literally talk to a brick wall about anything and everything. So, she sounds kind of annoying. Right? I don't know.
I will say, me personally,
yeah,
those people that, I don't know. We've all had encounters with people that just talk our heads off, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to be on here. I don't know.
And obviously it's unfair to these women because we're only getting these like little snippets of just what ABC is giving us.
A snippet.
But this also kind of like annoys me. She's looking for someone who is willing to find my car keys when I lose them once a week.
Oh, Lord.
So she sounds needy and chatty. But she's cute and she has nice teeth.
Yeah, it's true.
And
I mean,
she seems nice enough.
I would just give her those beepy things you just put on your car keys.
It's 2020. Like, we have like the GPS locator.
Be independent, girl. You got it. You can find your keys.
Maybe in time she'll learn to be more independent. Okay, so it's kind of a no for me, but
okay.
I want to like her.
Okay, and she's young too.
She's young. She just like has a very
maybe too talkative.
Face.
I don't know. I don't know if I like people that are too talkative. I don't know. I like chill. I'm chill myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll say no.
No, okay. Kylie, 26, entertainment sales associate out of Santa Monica, California. So her pet peeves or people that make her mad are flaky and pessimistic.
Okay, that's
which
fair.
I don't think Pete is.
No.
So there you go. And she grew up playing softball and is a batting cage queen, whatever that means.
So she's athletic.
So she plays sports. She's athletic.
Batting cages, you know, where you go hit the ball and they, yeah.
It's, yeah, it's like just, athletic enough, right?
Yeah.
So she seems kind of like chill. She said she won't commit to a man until her family approves. So she's a family girl.
Big family girl.
And she's been single ever since her long-term boyfriend cheated on her. So she sounds a little heartbroken.
Yeah, it takes time to heal.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
It says it ended 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Which is kind of a long time.
That's a long time.
So she was 23 when it ended.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, so, okay. I think it's time, Kylie. It's time.
Yeah, I think she'll be a good match. Seems
okay.
Like she's, yeah.
She's cute.
She is cute.
I feel like
Saint
they
Monica
did her dirty.
Too?
Her necklace is crooked in the photo. They should have told her.
A little bit, right?
Right? It's a little, maybe that's what it's supposed to look like. I don't know.
I don't know. It's still okay.
She still looks great. Kylie, you look great. This is more the editors that took that photo of you. So, okay, she's been cheated on and she's ready. She's looking for love. And
I want her to find love.
Me too, right? I like you want the people that get screwed over to find someone.
Always.
All right, I hope it's Pete. Lauren, 26, marketing executive. And she's from Glendale, California. She's a boss woman looking to add balance to her life. Okay.
No, I can't say that song. Never mind.
Oh, I was going to say, go for it. I'll shut up. She has good examples of what she's looking for in husbands and her father and her grandfather. So she kind of knows what she wants from example, which I think is sweet.
Uh-huh.
This is what I thought was a little like red flag, a little creepy.
Let's get it.
You tell me. Lauren says she has exit interviews with all of her exes to figure out what went wrong.
An exit interview?
Mm-hmm.
So they break up and they're like, okay, let's just talk it out. And
I don't know. Like whips out the manila folder and like takes notes. Like exit interview.
That is kind of different.
It's,
but I mean, I guess that works for closure, right?
But I guess. What if you're like dating someone, like seeing someone? Do you think she does it with something more casual? Like, is she just always in a coffee shop somewhere conducting exit interviews?
That's a good one. I don't know. Wow.
I don't know. I think it's a little strange. If someone asked you, let's do an exit interview, would you do it? Happily?
I haven't did it before, so I'd probably do it once. Once. Gotta see how it goes.
Test it out. Hey, maybe she's onto something. So she clearly like is someone that wants to fix what went wrong. So I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
Lauren, I'm intrigued by your method to the madness. I feel like there's something there. All right. Lexi. She's a 26 years old marketing coordinator out of New York, New York. Smart, independent. And this is what I thought was interesting about Lexi. She loves her home in Florida, but has too much sass for the suburb life. So
too
she's
too much sass for the suburb life. She kind of looks like Hannah.
Okay, I thought so too.
Yeah.
Like there's a certain look to her.
Yeah.
Like Southern beauty.
But she's from New York, New York.
She lives there,
but she's a Southern girl.
Yeah.
I get that.
And she said she'd rather be buried alive than trapped in a room filled with frogs. So she'd rather die than see frogs. She sounds dramatic.
Yeah, that would actually be fun with the frogs. That is a little dramatic.
All right.
She hates frogs. She has a fear of frogs.
Okay. Next.
I would be, if I was Peter, I would be frogs out on maybe one of our one-on-one dates.
Oh, my. Okay, so you like to challenge people.
Yeah, right?
Freak them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Noted. Madison, 23. Madison. She's a foster parent recruiter, which sounds pretty
okay.
cool. She's from Alabama, so she obviously does really good work. She played basketball in high school and led them to four state championships.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Awesome.
Okay, she's a winner.
And she was once named state MVP.
She's a winner.
Okay, so I'm very charmed by this because
she's got some skills.
Right? And I see, like, she's got the giant earring on.
Yeah, I would say pageant
girl. Right? The smile.
But
yeah.
Athletic. I love that, actually.
I love that. So she's looking for a man that'll prioritize faith.
Okay.
Is Peter a religious dude?
He is. Okay. His whole family's very religious.
That's awesome.
Man, yep.
And wait, following up on that, she said if she was stranded on an island and could only bring one book, I'll let you guess what it is. One book.
The Bible.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so I'm charmed by her. I like her lashes. I like her energy. And I love that she's an athlete.
I love that, too.
She might be my favorite.
She's up there.
Okay.
It's a yes, for sure.
She's my power ranking. She's definitely number one.
Yeah, I like her.
And let's see here. Next, we got Megan. And guess what Megan is?
Flight attendant.
Megan, another flight attendant. 26, San Francisco, California. And similar to Pete, her mother and grandmother were both flight attendants.
All right,
so it runs
cute.
In the family. I didn't realize that was such, like, air was such a family business.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I'm going to guess that all flight attendants go first round. I mean, don't leave first round, but like, continue on.
Just clean house. He's like, I need to change
my
life.
All get the pass. That's my prediction. I don't know. But
I like that. That's a bold. Okay, that's your bold prediction. I like that.
I would be, if a flight attendant went home night one, I would be surprised.
Really?
I think so. Like, he's going to have so much in common with them.
But maybe he wants something different.
That's true.
I kind of think it's like the golden ticket. It's like your safety net. You know what you're getting with a flight attendant.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
we'll
with
see.
You on that.
We'll
I'm with
see.
You on that. She seems like an outdoors person. She has a dog. So she seems like down to hang and well-traveled. Go, Megan. Golden
Go
ticket.
Go, Meg.
All right, this chick's name is McKenna. She's 22 and a fashion blogger.
So young.
From Canada. So we have our first Canadian contestant
Canadian.
This round. And so this is always a red flag to me. She may love to curate chic outfits, but she's way more than a pretty girl.
Hmm.
Why
so
are
she
you way
knows
more?
So, yeah, that's kind of a...
Right, like... Again, she didn't write this. She didn't write this. That's not fair to her.
Oh, she didn't write that?
Do you guys write these bios?
I mean...
This is like right off the ABC website. I feel like that's them writing it.
I think that, I mean, that sounds like a quote that would be from, I don't know. I forget.
I don't know. It's lame. But she has been in one relationship and it ended when he became too controlling. So she's young. She's been in one relationship.
Well, good for her.
Right? Get out of there.
If someone's going to be too controlling, you got to go out and do your own thing.
Be gone. So she seems like very young. She likes to go out drinking, dancing with her friends. I want the good and the bad. This is a direct quote, not me.
All right.
I want to laugh, be goofy, and spontaneous with my person. So.
Okay. I mean, I like all those. I like how right? those things sound. Like, yeah, she seems cool.
All right. She's not a hit, not a miss for me.
Yeah.
She's there. Okay.
Close to the same.
Cool. Natasha. Natasha's 31. She's an event planner out of New York, New York. So another New York gal. And she's here to prove that mysterious is sexy.
Mysterious is always sexy.
I like that line. So, but she makes her presence known when she enters a room. And this is what stood out to me. I was like, again, we're trying to market ourselves. I love this line. If she could pioneer her own fitness movement, it would be disco yoga.
Ooh, I haven't heard of that yet.
No, me either.
Well, that could be something.
That could be pretty fun.
That could be fun.
So, yeah, I think she's down to hang. She's older. We kept talking about age and perhaps experience factoring into this. So she's older.
She doesn't look 31.
No, she looks good.
Black don't crack. Black don't crack.
Peyton is 23. She's a business development representative out of Wellesley, Massachusetts. And she's the type of woman who goes into a bar alone and leaves with 100 new best friends.
So, she doesn't know a stranger.
Yeah.
I know. Those are fun people.
They are. They make friends like you leave them for 2 seconds and you come back and
they don't
like,
know a stranger. Yeah.
They like are swapping like Christmas cards with someone.
Yeah. I like people like that. I have a lot of friends like that. I do like that.
I love that because it's good energy.
Good energy. Good and energy. You know, I mean, say if you are dating Peyton, wherever you go, you're going to have a good time. You're going to meet friendly people. She brings that energy.
Yeah. I feel like he's always traveling for work. Always traveling. So you're going to meet new people. You want someone you can throw into the,
for sure,
the mix.
Yeah.
I like Peyton. I like your energy. I hope you're not annoying. Sarah.
Sarah.
24, medical radiographer, Knoxville, Tennessee. She's a Southern Belle, but dreams of a life outside of Tennessee. This is interesting. She was almost engaged with her last boyfriend, but now she's single and ready to grab life by the horns.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if Pete would be a rebound per se.
How long ago was that? Does it say?
It doesn't say, no.
Almost engaged. Well, she was engaged or
it
almost
says,
married?
It says after coming close to an engagement.
Okay, so not quite.
Which
not
makes
quite.
Me wonder who called it off.
I don't know. She looks really pretty.
She's cute.
I don't think. I would say she probably called it off. Girl that pretty doesn't get. A boy doesn't dump a girl like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, she's really cute. She looks sweet.
She does look sweet.
She looks very sweet. Yeah, looking for someone adventurous and... Good thing Peter loves to eat. That's what her bio ends on. So.
Oh, I like that. And right? She likes to eat too?
Go Sarah.
I like Sarah.
Savannah. Savannah, I thought, also looked like Hannah a little bit. She was giving me Hannah vibes.
She got the eyes, the green eyes. There's a lot of pretty girls on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she gave me like Hannah's like older sister vibes. She's 27 and a realtor out of Houston, Texas. So she's a Texas girl. Ready to expand her horizons. A lot of these women, I feel like, have like small town connections and their bios are about like itching to find more.
Yeah. I love that though. I'm from a small town, so I can relate. I know how that is.
I love it. And she was in an on and off again relationship for 6 years.
On and off.
That's a long time.
Why do you think it was on and off?
I don't know. Why do you think it was on and off?
I don't know.
That's a long time. What could be going on, right? 6 years of that. Yeah.
When I think of an on and off, I mean... I've been an off and on.
Yeah.
And, you know, you care about someone, but it just might not work out.
Right.
But honestly, the sex is probably great and you just can't get out of that relationship.
Savannah, I'm interested. Who was so great?
Who was so great?
Six
and on.
Years?
Off and
on. So she, here you go. Do you know what a vampire facial is?
I do, actually, yeah.
Have you ever gotten one?
I have not.
Okay.
But I do know what that is.
So that's her, she indulges in those. That's like her treat to herself.
Yeah, like, when they draw your blood, they take the plasma, and put it into your face pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have heard of it though.
I obviously saw the Kardashians.
They look scary, right?
That's how I know.
They look scary.
No, thank you. So I'm intrigued by Savannah's indulgence. And she loves to just sit outside. This is the one thing that stood out to me.
Okay.
Like, interesting thing to backtrack on. Savannah used to have a cancer ribbon tattoo on her ribs, but she removed it for the Houston, Texas cheer tryouts. So she clearly got this like sentimental or significant tattoo.
I wonder who it was for.
Right? And then she removed it, not because she made the team, but for tryouts.
They put that in the bio?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is not me like stalking her on Instagram or anything. This is straight from the bio.
I don't like... No more. I mean, I don't know why you would have removed something that.
Right?
So like
for tryouts. Like, did she even make the team?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
How do you feel about that?
It's kind of shady. Like, imagine someone gets. Maybe it was for her. Maybe she had cancer. We don't know. But if someone got a significant tattoo for me.
Yeah.
And they removed it.
Like, damn.
Right?
Damn.
That hurts. So where's your loyalty, Savannah? I don't know. I'm intrigued. So I hope they talk about that because I think it's really weird. All right, Cheyenne. She's 27, administrative assistant out of Vegas. And she is excited to meet Peter, put all her bets on him. Loves horseback riding. And I'm like, loves horseback riding, caring, loyal, all the good stuff. And the according to her, the best part of her body is her lower back. I don't know what that means. That's an interesting choice.
I kind of want to see what they're talking about, though.
These headshots aren't cutting it.
She have a tattoo back there, maybe?
Right, there has to be something, right?
A little tramp stamp back there or something?
That was my first thought.
Was it?
But maybe I'm just like thinking.
She's from Vegas.
What does that mean?
I mean, I shouldn't say that. I know people from Vegas. They're sweet people. They're great people. But you just think of Vegas being so like wild and crazy. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll have to see Cheyenne.
So Cheyenne is definitely this kind of, I don't know, I'm intrigued because she looks very stable and safe, you know?
She does.
She's right? So we'll see what's going on with her lower back. Head.
Yeah, I know.
Sydney is 24. She's a retail marketing manager from Alabama, and she loves love. That's the first
loves
line.
Loves love.
And her favorite holiday is Valentine's Day.
Oh, she really loves love.
She loves love.
She's a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, the next line is she's always been a relationship type of girl.
Okay.
So she really is looking for something to sink her teeth into.
She is.
She's fierce, fiery, and not a force you want to mess with. So she's lover and an intense person.
Intense all around,
I'm
right?
I'm intrigued. Sydney. Sydney looks, I don't know, she looks like someone that would be on The Bachelor. Does that make sense? Like, there's something about this headshot that
something
she seems ready
it?
To like. Show up day one and make her presence known.
She seems like she's got a goal in mind. I definitely think she's going to make her presence known.
Okay.
I think she'll definitely go through the first night.
Okay.
Make her first round.
All right, Sid, good luck to you. Tammy. Tammy's 24 years old. She's a house flipper from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, nice.
And she's in the process of taking over the world. And if a man can't keep up, then she isn't afraid to leave him. I love that energy,
You go,
Tammy.
Girl. You go.
So, Tammy, I know we said I had a couple strong favorites. Tammy is my favorite.
Okay.
She was on the boys' wrestling team in high school, and she
was
7-1. Yeah.
What?
The boys' varsity wrestling team.
No way.
Yeah.
7-1?
So.
Tammy looks like she's 5'1 and 100 pounds. And with 7-1?
Like, yeah.
What a badass.
Isn't that awesome? So, she is really into, obviously, being fit. And she works a lot, but I'm really, really, really want to see Pete and her like wrestle or
I want like, her to wrestle
right?
Pete.
That'd be fun.
She'll whoop Pete.
What if she like gets out of the limo episode one? Like
she should do that.
Out the mats, yeah.
She should. Tackle him a little bit.
Do you think he would enjoy that or would he be too spooked?
No, I think he would like that.
All right, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Tamboy.
Tammy. That's your nickname for her?
Herself a tomboy is what I was trying to
say. We're
going to
call her Tamboy then.
So, of course, I'm like, Tamboy, love her, badass, wrestled in high school, sounds like good energy. But then it says, doesn't relate well to the blonde Barbie types. So, you've been in the house. You eat, sleep, spend every waking hour with these people on the show.
Yeah.
She's going to spend a lot of time with the blonde Barbie types.
I think she's going to hold her own, and mm-hmm. I think she's not going to take any shit from anybody,
but
for sure.
But do you think how that might not go over well? This is
lingering. I mean, long as your drama doesn't go back to Pete, it's okay, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, if it's something you believe in and you're not actually feeling someone for a certain issue.
Yeah. All right, so you're not worried about it.
Hold your own.
Okay, did you get into any drama off scene?
I didn't. I was like the least...
I would be shocked.
Drama-ish guy out there. I was boring. That's drama for me.
That's the way to do it, though. Yeah. You don't want to be villainized on the national stage. Speaking of villainized, so we talked about this a little bit before we started recording. We're trying to lay low on the spoilers.
We think she's the... That's our guess,
but
right?
It's hard to avoid everything. Like, went on Twitter and
She came up a lot.
I think people are really excited to see... why she's been such a person in the headlines. She's 25, medical sales rep from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And what have you heard about Victoria?
(clears throat) heard, well, just from the spoilers I see on Instagram or Twitter, mm-hmm. I think she's pretty much involved in all the drama that we're going to see this year.
Yeah.
So what have you heard?
Basically that. Like yeah, I said, yeah. I've been trying to avoid the spoilers, but yeah. she's been out and about.
Very pretty girl.
Very pretty. She looks pretty innocent, yeah. but she seems to be the name that always comes up with stirring the pot, causing the drama.
Causing the drama or just in the drama?
I feel like maybe a little bit of both.
A little bit of both?
Yeah, because I don't think innocent people end up in drama.
It's true.
I think if you're involved, you probably contributed, right?
Yeah, like a little bit.
A little bit. So I'm excited. I love a villain, quote unquote.
Everyone loves a villain. You got to have a joker, right?
Right? But again, anyone can be funny. Like if you're going to make an angry fool of yourself on TV, that's why I'm tuning in.
Okay.
I love that stuff. Victoria P, because it wouldn't be The Bachelor if we didn't have repeat names. She's 27. She's a nurse from Louisiana, and she grew up in a small town.
There's so many girls with green eyes. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't, but
anyways,
it's like the rarest eye color.
Yeah, and I mean, cool. Hannah had green eyes, so maybe they're trying to set someone up that...
That's their shot at diversity.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe Pete loves green eyes.
Does he?
I have no idea.
We got to find these things out. So she's very tight, bond with her family. And she's on The Bachelor because she has never given herself a fair shot at finding love. Is The Bachelor a fair shot?
I don't even think you put those together.
Right? No.
How do you not give yourself a fair shot?
That's
The Bachelor is definitely not a fair shot. Your odds are very much against you.
Incredibly against you.
30-1, right?
So she's a glutton for punishment, Victoria.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are you doing? She wants a supportive life partner, don't we all? And she gives the best hugs and is excited to wrap her arms around Peter as soon as she meets him.
I do love a girl that could give a good hug, though. Like, if you could really, like, have you ever just had someone just hug the shit out of you?
Yeah.
Like,
and you're like, that was
nice. I feel so warm and toasty after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You feel, like, supported and loved.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And that's kind of it about Victoria. Nothing upsets her more than finding raisins in her cookies. So if that's what makes her angry.
Okay. I don't mind raisin cookies, mm-hmm. but if you expect it to be a chocolate chip cookie and it's raisin.
Yeah. Devastating. So she seems pretty chill for the most part.
Yeah.
I think that's it for all of the contestants this season. So.
All right. That was all of them?
How
many did we have?
We had about 30 Chicago women.
30 like Chicago women. I know, right?
So your takeaway was clearly the green eyes.
I think I recognize so many green eyes.
It was green eyes. The theme, I would say the theme would be like green eyes, flight attendants
in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
So winning, all great options for Pete, I would say.
For sure. I hope I always got to go for someone from Chicago.
Yeah.
That would be awesome to have Chicago here. I mean, Peter here in Chicago, like all the time.
Yeah.
His mother grew up here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're here.
Yeah.
His mother grew up here.
Yeah. Who
potentially
knows?
The love of his life grew up here.
Maybe. Maybe he'll move over here.
Okay.
Who knows?
So I'm hearing like some Chicago tones. I love that.
Yeah.
We had some people that kind of seemed like they would start drama, but everyone seems innocuous.
But you need those people.
You do.
This show wouldn't be here if it didn't have those people.
Do you think for someone that's like stuck in the house, those people make it a little more exciting? Like would it have gotten boring without the wild cards?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well. Yes, I would say yes. It probably would have gotten boring.
Okay.
You know, like myself, I don't know. You just kind of chill and bond with these guys mm-hmm. and, you know, you probably don't want the drama, but it definitely makes things interesting when you have someone stirring it up.
Okay. Well, going off that, all the headlines this week as we lead up to the first episode have been teasing that it's an exciting season, but the ending is like turbulent is the word
turbulence.
I keep saying, which I think is a pun on
turbulence.
Pilot. Life.
I know, right?
I'm over the puns. I'm so over the airplane puns. Like if there's a drinking game, the first rule is like any kind of airline pun, take a drink.
People are going to be wasted.
Dead. Wasted. Monday night when we record, that's why. yeah, so I think that I'm really excited to see what leads up to all the drama.
I am too.
But what do you hope Pete gets out of this experience?
Out of this experience, you know, I love Pete as a brother. I just hope he finds his person. Mm-hmm. I hope he has a great experience and learns a lot about himself and someone else that he hopefully gets engaged to.
All right. Well, I would hope all of that for Pete as well. I'm really excited to see how the season unfolds. And we will be recording this podcast, Can I Steal You for a Second?
Steal You for a Second.
After every episode, we'll be doing recaps for the show, talk about the drama that unfolds, and I'm excited.
Me too.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
We'll see you guys every week. Thanks for listening.